Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Mem Test, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Chesem Abayis, at the new Mishnah, the Pasuk and Pash Mishpatim in Perichof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Bay states, V'chiyenasu Anoshim, V'nogfu Isha Ra, V'yotu Yerodea, V'lo Yiyasa, in Onish Yeyonish, Kashi Yoshis Lo Bala Isha, V'nosim Beflilim. And as we will see, the Pasuk specifically is talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon are fighting, and Reuven is trying to hit Shimon, and instead Reuven hits Rachel, and Rachel miscarries. So aside from the fact that he has to pay for the damages that he caused to Rachel, and he has to pay Nezek Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boishes, and he also has to pay for the fact that he caused her to miscarry, and that money would actually be paid to the husband of this woman, or to the one who's the father of this child, as the Pasuk says, Kashi Yoshes Lo Bala Isha. And our Mishnah begins, Shor Shei Miskaven Chaveroi, if the Shor of Reuven was Miskaven to hit another Shor, Vehikas Isha, and instead he hit a woman, Vyotu Lada, and she miscarried, then Potter made Lodais, then the owner of the Shor would be Potter from paying for the value of the Vlades. Rashi explains that even though our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Shor was miskaven to hit and to shtois his friend, meaning another Shor, who had been miskaven ishinami pata, that even if the Shor actually had intent to hit this woman, that the owner of the Shor would still be pata for paying for the main Vlades. And Rashi brings a pasuk that we brought on that Mem Bezer Nav, that the pasuk bin Gay Tam says, Ubala Shor Noki, and we learn out, Noki mid main Vlades, of the Gemara and Farish, Amai Noki miskaven chaveri, and the Gemara will explain why did the Mishnah state that we're talking about a case where the Shor was miskaven to hit another Shor. If L'chari would have been a greater chiddush to tell us that even if the Shor had kavana to hit this woman and to shtois this woman, that the owner of the Shor is still going to be pata for paying for the Tmei Vlades. And Rabbi Kvega is bothered on Rashi that L'chari, why did Rashi bring the pasuk from Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yisrael Glili brought of Ubal Shor Noki, that Noki made Tmei Vlades? If L'chari, according to that pasuk, that would only be relevant to a case where it was a Shor Tam, however, it was a Shor Mu'ud, then L'chari you'd be chai for the Tmei Vlades. And really, Rashi should have brought a pasuk that states ki yinotzu anoshim yachtav, and we learn out anoshim v'lo yishvarim, that the only chiv to pay for the main vlades is only by a person, but by a shor there is no chiv to pay for the main vlades. And from that limud there would not be a difference between if the shor would be a tam and the shor would be a mu'ud. And why Rashi feel that our mishnah has to be going like the sheet of Rabbi Seglili and Ayin Shom, where Kvega ends off with the tzarech ian, and the mishnah continues v'adam shei miskaven l'chaveir v'hikas isha v'yatzu l'odeh mishalom d'main vlades. And in a case where Reuven is fighting with Shimon and he had kavanah to hit Shimon, and instead he hits Rachel and he causes her to miscarriage, then the din is that he pays the Dmei Vlades, as we saw in the Pasuk in Pash Mishpatim, Ketza Mishalom Dmei Vlades. And how do you evaluate the value of the Vlades? And the Mishnah teaches Shamasi Isha Kami Yafa Achla Yalda, the Kami Yafa Mish Yalda, that we would evaluate how much this woman was worth prior to giving birth and how much this woman is worth once she gives birth. And keep in mind that at first glance it seems that our Mishnah is saying a similar din that Rava taught us on Daf Mem Zayim and Aleph, where Rava taught us in Shamal Par b'fnei Atma ulu Vlad b'fnei Atma el Shamal Vlad al Gabpara. And Rava explains that this type of evaluation actually is better for the Mazik. However, Ayin and Tesis and Daf Mem Zayim and Aleph Diba Masel b'chein atem Meitzu b'katei Yad Avdai, that he is v'im Taima amay loy kol menami b'chein atem Meitzu b'shumas t'mei Vlades. The L'chayr Wain and Rava also say that we find a similar din b'negei the Shuma of the t'mei Vlades, which we learned in our Mishnah Sheshamar Yisra Kama Yisra Shava Isha Achla Yodo Machmas Vlades v'kami Yofa Mishyoda, the ain shaman to me vladis bifni atman, shahir nichesh mazik biyasa, al shaman akol biyachad, and therefore the chira, our mission is similar to Rava, and why didn't Rava bring this as another example to his din? And based on this question, Tysus actually learns when our mission says that we're going to go and evaluate this child based on how much the mother was worth while she was pregnant and how much she's worth after she's pregnant, and the mission is not referring to actually calculating the value of the vladis themselves, as both the Rabban and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel agree that we evaluate the vladis based on the Vladis themselves, and we don't take into calculation as to how much this woman is worth while she's expecting and how much she is worth after she is expecting. And the Mishnah is actually discussing how we evaluate the Shvach Vladis, which refers to the actual value of the woman who's expecting over a woman who is not expecting. And Taisus holds that it's only regarding Shvach Vladis that there's going to be a machlekes on a Mishnah between the Tana Kama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. However, other Rishonim learn differently than Taisus, including Rashi. They learn that the machlekes between Tana Kama of Shimon Gamliel is as to how to evaluate the actual value of the Vlades. The Tana Kama holds that we have to appraise how much this woman would be worth to sell her as an Ebed or a Shifcha at the time that she's pregnant versus how much someone would pay if she's not expecting, and we don't evaluate the Dmei Vlades on its own. And some explain that what the Mishnah means to say is that we have to take into account that it's possible that a woman that's expecting can still miscarry, and therefore, of course, there's certain discount that we give for the Vlad based on the fact that it could be that this Vlad would not be viable. And the the Mishnah continues, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel argued on Tanakama, and we continue on Daf Mem Tesim and Aleph, and he says, Imkei, Mishi Ishir Ledes Min Shabechas, that once a woman gives birth, her value actually goes up, and therefore he's asking on the Tanakama, that how can you say this is the way that we evaluate this Vlad, if the Mazik at this point shouldn't be Chayiv at all, since the value of the woman is actually even more while she's not expecting, because when a woman is expecting, we have to take into account that there is a potential that she will die based on complications of childbirth, and therefore a woman's value when she's not expecting is actually more than the value of a woman that is expecting. And because of this question, therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on the Tanakhama, and he says, El Shaman Savlodis, Kamehen Yafin, we have to evaluate the Vlodis themselves, how much they are worth, and what their value is. And Ayin Teis Ritu points out, Ve'inze Deimel Mazik Paramu Beres, and our Mishnah is not similar to the case where someone's Mazik, a Parah that was expecting, that Marin La'el, because Rabbi said beforehand, they in Shaman Vlad B'fnei Atzmai, that we don't go and evaluate the Vlad by itself, El Shaman Vlad Agavi Parah, the Hussam Vlad Parah, called the day, over there, the Vlad and the Parah belong to the owner of this Parah, Aval Hacha Gufa Isha Lavi Dehu, since the Guf of this woman doesn't belong to the husband, Hilkach Shaman Isam B'fnei Atzmai, therefore we evaluate the Vlad by itself, and even though certainly that would be a better evaluation and the Mazik will gain. And the Mishnah continues that both according to Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, they both agree that once we evaluate the Dmei Vlodis and we know how much this person owes for causing this miscarriage, then Vinais Lambal, then all agree that that money goes to the husband. And as the Pasuk says, Kashi Yashas Lav Bala Isha, and the Mishnah continues, Ve'im Ein Labal, and if Rachel doesn't have a husband, as for example, her husband already died, then Nais Yashav, then Ruvain that caused the miscarriage will have to give that money and the value of the Vlodis to her husband's Yarshim. And the Mishnah ends off, Paisa Shifcha V'nishtachra Egeiris Pata, that if Rachel was a Shifcha and she just became free, or she's a Egeiris, and the stomach is that a Shifcha that was Nishtachra or Egeiris gets married to an Eved Meshuchra or to a Ger, and therefore her husband didn't have any Yarshim, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that if Ruvain hits this woman and causes her to miscarry and she didn't have a husband, then of course her husband's Yarshim can't get that money, and therefore Ruvain would be Pata from paying for the Dmei Vlodis. And Rashi explains that the reason why Ruvain is Pata, that Machzik B'Dichsa Ger Shemes Ve'in Lo Yarshim Zacha, that if someone's Machzik in the Nechassim of a Ger after he dies and he doesn't have Yarshim, then certainly that person is Zeichin in the Nechassim, V'zek Koyim Liskos B'Mashav Yadai, and therefore Ruvain was Zeichin what he already has in his hand, and that's why he doesn't have to pay. And Rashi points out, Why didn't they just say that this woman was Meshukhares, and why specifically state that she was a Shifcha that just became free? Because we're talking about a case that this was the first time that she was a Bas Yisrael and she had a child, as if she previously had a child with this man, then certainly he does have Yarshim. And as Rashi states, that it was right now that she became a Meshukhares, that dying bottom, and therefore they didn't have any other children. And Rashi continues, that the din of the Mishnah would also be talking about a case with the Yisraelis that was married to a Ger, and this is the only child of the Ger, because the Vladis go to the Baal, behind the Nakat Shifcha of Geiris, and the reason why Mishnah speaks about a case where the woman was a Shifcha of Geiris, Mishum Nistam Shifcha Meshukharis, Nisu the Meshukra, Nistam Geiris the Ger, as the stum is that a Shifcha Meshukharis marries a Evan Meshukra, and a Geiris marries a Ger. And our Gemara begins and focuses on the first case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, Shor Shari Miskavin Chaveri, if a Shor was Miskavin to hit another Shor, Behikas Isha, and instead hit a woman, Vyatu Roda, and caused a miscarriage, and Potom in Mevodais, then the Baal Shor would be Potom from paying for the Dmei Vlodis. The Gemara is Medayik, time of Miskavon Chaveri, it's mashma, it's only because the Shor had Kavana to hit its friend, another Shor, Ha Miskavon Leisha. However, if it had Kavana to hit the woman, Mishalon Dmei Vlodis, then the owner of the Shor would be Chai to pay for the Dmei Vlodis. Let us say that this should be a Tiyufta to the Shita of Adab Bahava that we had in Daf Mem Beis, the Umrah of Adab Bahava, Shvarim Shin Skavon Leisha, Petur Mid Dmei Vlodis, that if there are oxen that had Kavana to hit a woman, then they are still going to be Potter from paying for the Dmei Vlodis. And the Gemara answers, Amal Chorav Adababa, Rav Adababa will respond, Hu Adin, they're feeling Skavli Isha, Nami Ptumim Nei Vlodais, that certainly if they had Kavana for this woman, they will still be Potter from paying for the Nei Vlodais. V'hadin Tani Sharshim Skavli Chaveri, and the reason why the Rashi of the Mishnah started off by giving us a case of an axe that had intent to hit another Shar and not telling us a bigger chlish of a case where the Shar actually had intent to hit this woman is either the Kabbalah of Misti Sefer, that since we want to speak about the second case of the Mishnah, of the Sefer of the Mishnah, of Adam Sharim Skavli Chaveri, it was a person that had intent to hit his friend and instead he hit this woman and caused her to miscarry, that he would be chayiv to pay for the Dmei Vlodis. And over there we want to specifically talk about the case where Ruvain actually had an intent to hit his friend and the Hachik Sivkra, and the reason why in the Sefer we specifically want to talk about a case of Adam Shayim Miskaven Chaveri is because that is exactly what the Pasuk is talking about, as the Pasuk states, Ki Yinotzu Anoshim Yachtav, and therefore we're talking about a scenario where Reuven was trying to hit his friend Shimon. That's why, in order to have symmetry between the Reisha and the Sefer, Tani Reisha Nami Shah Shayim Miskaven Chaveri, therefore in the Reisha we also spoke about a case of a Shah that was Miskaven to hit its friend and to hit another Shah, and although it would have been a greater Chiddush to teach us that the Shah was actually having intent to hit this woman, and even so, the Baal Shah will not be chayiv to pay for his mevlodes. And keep in mind that certainly in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's a greater chiddush to teach us that even though Reuven had kavana to hit his friend Shimon, and instead he hit this woman and he caused it to miscarry, that in that case he's still going to be chayiv to pay. And therefore, it's not only based on the pasuk that the Mishnah picked on this case, and it's actually a greater chiddush. But what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that we have a question as to how to make symmetry in our Mishnah, and either we could change the case of the Reisha or the Sefer. And the focus should be on the Reisha, and then once we say a certain lashon in the Reisha, we should continue based on symmetry and say the same lashon in the Sefer. And over here, the tail is wagging the dog, and we're starting with the Sefer and going back to the Reisha. And it is in regard to this point that the Gemara explained that the reason why the Sefer was more important, and they wanted to make sure that the Sefer was talking about a case of Adam Shayim Miskaven Chaveri, is because the Hachik Sivkra, as this is the way it's stated in the Pasuk, and once we said the Sefer in this manner, therefore, based on symmetry, we will also state the Reisha in this manner as well, even though, of course, that wasn't the greatest chiddush that we could have said in the Reisha. And the Gemara continues, Amra Papra Papa states, Shah Shinogach Sashivcha, Vyatsir Odeh, Mishalon Dmei Vladeis, that if a Shah Shtoysa Shivcha and he caused her to miscarry, then the owner of the Shah would be chayav to pay for the Dmei Vladeis. And my timer, why is this true? If we just said that Shah that Shtoysa is a woman and Vyatsir Odeh, you'll be potter from Dmei Vladeis. And the Gemara answers that a din of a Shivcha is different than a regular woman, because Chamrasa Ma'abrata Ba'al Mahuda Azik, then we look at it as if the Shah damaged the Chamorah and the donkey of his friend that was expecting, and in that case certainly you're going to be chayiv based on the fact that you caused a hezek of mammon. And the Amakra, as the pasuk says, Benegia Eliezer Eved Avram, where Avram told him to stay over here together with the chamor, and we learn out Amadam el chamor that we're saying that Eliezer, who was a Kanani, is similar to a chamor, and therefore a shifra Kananis has a din like a chamor, Benegia the din of hezek, and that's why Reuven will be chayiv to pay for her dmei vlodeis. And I in top Taisis on the Amid, where Taisis is that lechera we know that Benegia the hezek of bar, that the Torah tells a shavloi adam, and a person that kills an adam through his bar is not chayiv. And we also know that in the Mishnah Dafnun Bezum and Aleph at the end of our parak will teach us that if an eved or a shifcha fall into someone's bar, then the owner of the bar will be pata, based on the fact that the pasuk says shavloi adam, and lechayiv we just said that an eved or amma is not considered adam and it's considered chamarata me'abarta, and lechayiv we should therefore say that it's considered as if your chamar fell into a pit, and therefore the owner of the bar should be chayiv. And Ayin Taisis how he's mechalid between our case and the case of bar. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Ketzim Mishalim Dmei Vlodeis, and the Gemara asks Dmei Vlodeis Ushvach Vlodeis Mibarilei. Why do Mishnah say that we would only evaluate the loss of the Vlad? If Lachayr, we should also evaluate the loss of value of this woman based on the fact that while she was expecting, she looked much heavier and therefore she looked stronger and healthier. We should also evaluate that loss. And the Gemara answers Hachinami Koma the Inachinami. That's exactly what the Mishnah means. Ketzim Mishalim Dmei Vlodeis Ushvach Vlodeis. That how do we evaluate the value of the Vlodeis as well as the Shvach Vlodeis? And as Rashi says, V'yesh b'chlal shumazu, d'mei Vlodeis u'mashi ishi nireis b'shubechas u'balis yivar m'pnehe uba u'dumer yikarin. And as the Gemara continues, u'shamin si'isha kami yofa atchila yoda v'kami yofa mishi yoda. And according to Taisis on Daf Mem Zayim and Alf that we mentioned previously, Mishnah actually makes a lot of sense that originally we actually have a shuma for the d'mei Vlodeis, and what the Gemara is asking is how do we actually evaluate the Shvach Vlodeis? And the Gemara therefore states that that's exactly what the Mishnah means when it says shamin si'isha kami yofa atchila yoda v'kami yofa mishi yoda. And according to Rashi, it just means that we evaluate the woman and we take into account both the Dmei Vlodeis as well as the Shvach Vlodeis. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Amar Shimon Gamliel, in came Mishi Isha Yoledes Mishabechas, the Lechera, a woman is more valuable once she's no longer expecting, and therefore, why should the Mazik have to pay anything? And our Gemara begins and asks, my Kama, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean to ask on the Tanakama? And the Gemara explains, Amar Abba Hachi Kama, this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to ask, Vichi Isha Mishabechas, Kayim Shadeli, Yais Malach Shadeli, is a woman more valuable prior to giving birth than after giving birth? That Lemaisa, a woman is worth more after she gives birth and she's no longer in any danger from dying and having complications in childbirth, and therefore she's more valuable than prior to giving birth, and therefore the Mazik should not be chayiv, as we explained. And therefore, if Shimon Gamliel holds, and the Gemara continues, we also have a Braisa that explains the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel in further detail, and like Rabbi explained, El Shamas Havlodis for Nesil Labal. And the Gemara continues, Rava Omar, Rava states, Hachik Tani, that this is really what Rav Shimon Gamliel was asking to the Tanakama, Vichy Isha Lemisha Yeledish Mishabachas, Vein Latzma Bishvach Vlodis Klum, that certainly Rav Shimon Gamliel did not question the Sheet of Tanakama, negated the value of the Dmei Vlodis, as certainly those Dmei Vlodis are evaluated exactly as the Tanakama stated, and certainly that belongs to the husband. And Rav Shimon Gamliel's question was only on the fact that was saying that the Shvach Vlodis also go completely to her husband, and the Chayra, Rav Shimon Gamliel, asked the Tanakama, that although the Pasuk tells us, Kashi Yasus al Baal Isha, and therefore the Dmei Vlodis certainly go to her husband, the Chayra ben Gia, the Shvach Vlodis, she also should have some sort of a share in the value that she increased in value based on the fact that she became heavier and she looks better while she's expecting, and therefore she should receive part of that value. And why does that all go to her husband? And because of this question, therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel taught us al Shamas al Vlodis v'noisin l'baal, that benegated Vlodis, we evaluate the Vlodis and that money goes completely to the husband. However, b'shvach Vlodis chalken benegated the shvach, that the woman goes up in value based on the fact that she's heavier and she looked better while she's expecting, and that amount of value would be split between her husband and between the woman herself. The Gemara continues, Tanya na mehachi, that benegated the shita of Rava, we also have a brisa that says exactly like Rava, as Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel states, v'chi isha l'mishi yoledesh meshabachas ve'in l'atzma b'shvach Vlodis klum. Therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel states, El Shomim nezik v'nei atzmai v'tzav v'nei atzmai, aside from the fact that this woman lost a child, and therefore you have to pay for Dmei Vlodis and the Shvach Vlodis, but the owner of the shor would also have to pay the standard nezik as well as tzar to this woman, v'shomim zavodis v'nais l'abal, and then we evaluate the Vlodis, and all of that money would go to her husband, as the Pasuk says, Kashi yashis olah bala isha, v'shvach Vlodis chalkin, and b'negei the Shvach Vlodis, that would be split between the husband and this woman. And the Gemara continues, and yes, Kashi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ad Rav Shimon Gamliel, we just brought two brises that explain the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. In the first brisa we stated, v'chi isha b'shabechas k'yim sh'teled, yesum l'ach sh'teled, and a woman is less valuable when she's expecting than after she's expecting. And now in this brisa we said that there is shvach vlodis, and a woman is more valuable while she's expecting. And the Gemara answers, like Kasha, kam v'vakeres, kam sh'enim v'vakeres, that of course there's a difference between a woman's first child and once she already had children, as when she's having a first child, then there's more of a sakana, and there's more potential that she will die based on complications of childbirth. But once she already had one child, then we see that this woman can give birth, and therefore her value definitely is increased while she's pregnant than after she's expecting. And before we continue, let's see three Rashis inside. As Rashi in the middle of Dibur Maskel Shomis Isha states, V'nizaka shel Isha inu b'chlal shumazu, that when we just stated in the Braisa that there is a concept of paying hezek to this woman is not included in the valuation of the Shvach Vlodis, the inkal al pchas reken uba, as b'negeid Shvach Vlodis, we're only taking into account the loss of value based on losing uba, avakachash gufa, mach besamaka, but the loss of value of her body because she was hit and now she's hurt, and v'nifchu sudamer, and now she has lost in her value, m'shahis really machak shahis ubriya rekonis, certainly that is considered nezek, v'ina shabal el kashach havaluhu, and certainly all of that value belongs to the woman and is not given to her husband and is not split between her and her husband. And also, Ayin and Rashi do maskel v'chi l'mishi ishi ledes, where Rashi explains, l'mishi zach seter d'mei vlodes, yavina nami shvach d'mei nefacha, should d'mei gufa misalin, do we say that the same person that the Torah says should get the value of the vlodes will get the actual value, that now that she's bloated, that her body is worth more, that will also go to the husband, havade shvach d'mei nefacha, mach bis gufa nami asi, certainly this value also came based on her own body, therefore v'nezeku, it should be concluded in the dinim nezek, and she should at least be entitled to some of the shvach vlodes, and therefore the Gemara stated that b'negei the shvach vlodes chalken shedmei anafech mach b'shteinbon, as the value of her bloating is actually based on the husband as well as this woman, and therefore this payment is split between the husband and the wife. And keep in mind that we saw in the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Min Aleph that the Gemara stated that pshita that par dechad of la dechad pitma l'bal para, that certainly any value and any money that he received based on pitma goes to the bal para, but again any value that he received from the facha, then there was a machlekes between our papa who said it goes to the bal para and Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika who said chalkin, and the Gemara over there said v'hilchas chalkin. Ayin on Daf Mem Zayin Min Aleph in the second to bottom Taisis, where Taisis explains why is that machlek from our Gemara and how do we go reconcile our Gemara with that Gemara, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues by the fact that we stated Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Shvach Vlodis is Chalkin, so Rabbanon Achelik on Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they hold that Shvach Vlodis completely belong to the husband. And the Gemara asks, Rabbanon the Ami Shvach Vlodis Nami Labal, my Taima, what is that Mikar? And the Gemara explains, Kitanya, we learned to the Braisa, Mimashu Shinema Vyatsu Lada, by the fact that Torah says that she miscarried any day she Hara, so certainly we know that she was pregnant, Matam Lim Hara, so why did the pasuk say that she was pregnant, and the Gemara explains Leim Lecha. This teaches us Shvach Heroin Lebal, that even the Shvach of the Vlad also belongs to the husband, and this is part of the Gzeir Sakasav, and the woman has no right even to the Shvach Heroin. And the Gemara continues Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hai Harim, Hai Darshbe, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lecher, the pasuk uses an extra term Hara, so what is he dashing from that word? And the Gemara answers, he needs it for the following brisa, as Rav Blazer ben Yaakov states that the Torah is teaching us that even when Reuven had kavana to hit another man, and instead he hits a woman and he causes it to miscarry, that the only time he'll be responsible to pay for the Vlad, only in a scenario where Reuven hits her in a place where she was pregnant, meaning next to her womb and next to the child. And the Gemara explains, Amar Papa states, it doesn't mean that he has to hit a mamish by her womb, but Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is teaching us that the only way that Reuven is chayiv is if he hits her in a mokim that is connected her torso and in an area where it's a cavity of her body that has a direct connection to the vlad. And as Rashi states, shichma chamimus behind connected kol chalal kuloi, and that is connected to any area of a woman's cavity and a woman's torso. And this is coming to exclude in a case where Reuven hits a woman on her hand or on her foot where it doesn't have a direct connection to the vlad. If Reuven would hit her on her hand or on her foot and that causes her to be mapel and to miscarry, then Reuven would not be chayiv, and l'chayiv this would be a din of grum bin zakin that would be pata. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, ha'is a shifcha v'nishtachra a gyeris pata, that if Rachel was a shifcha that became free, or she was a gyeris and she was married to an eved meshuchra or to a ger, and therefore the demei vladis will go to her husband. And the Mishnah taught us that if her husband was dead, and since he's a ger, therefore he doesn't have any yarshim, so then Reuven would be pata. And Amar Rabba, Rabba explained, lo'ishanu al shechavu b'chaya ger, that the only time that the Mishnah taught us this din that Reuven is pata is only when Reuven hit her while her husband was still alive, and then her husband died. The kim nechavba b'chayi ager, that since he damaged her at the time that her husband was alive, zachbu ger, and therefore immediately the ger was zeicha in the demei vlades, the kim in the mes ager, and now that the ger died, zachbu min ager, so now Reuven could be zeicha in this money from the ger, and that's why Reuven will be pata. However, aval chavba la'achemis ager, but let's say Reuven actually caused it to miscarry, and her husband the ger was already dead, then Rachel actually was already zeicha in the vlad, and therefore now it's considered as Reuven damaged the vlad of Rachel, and that's why Reuven would still have to pay Rachel for the value of the vlades. And as the Gemara states, and the Gemara continues, Rav Chissa said regarding Rabbi's statement, this Baal Memra, something doesn't make sense to me. And as Rashi says, Baal Shmuzu, as we have in Pasha Vayeshev, when the brothers said, Baal and as Rashi says, and Rav Chissa is bothered, do you think that vlades have the same din as a package of money, and therefore once the husband dies, therefore Rachel is zeicha in the vlad? Certainly a vlad doesn't have a din of a kinyan, and the reason why the Torah says that the may vlades go to the husband is based on gzeir sakasim and not based on a din mamonis. And as Rav Chissa continues, if there's a husband around, then the Torah says that if someone kills the vlad, then the chayiv to pay the may vlades to the husband based on the gzeir sakasov. Certainly, if the husband had yarshim, then the yarshim would receive this payment. However, leisil baal, if there is no husband and the husband doesn't have yarshim, as in our case where he's a ger, then the Torah never gave the rights to the may vlades to anyone, and this woman doesn't have the rights to the may vlades either, and Reuven would be pata. And as Rashi states, leisil baal, if the husband is no longer around and he doesn't have yarshim, then Reuven is pata. The chayiv ve'imis asila b'shas chavala v'rei ila tayvin, that the chayiv to pay for this vlades only happens when Reuven causes this miscarriage, and lemaisa at that point there is no tayvin as the husband already is dead and he was a ger without any yarshin. And the Gemara continues, meistal eskiu kasha from a brisa on Rabba. Rabba stated that if there's a woman that's married to a ger and he dies before she is actually damaged, then the dmei vlades do not go to the husband's yarshim and instead would go to Rachel. And the brisa states, hikas isha v'yatri yodeh, if Reuven hits a woman and she miscarries, noisin nezek v'tzal isha, the nezek and tzar goes to the woman who would make vladis lobal, and the made vladis go to husband. Ain a bal, if the husband's not around and he died, nice in the yashim, then you give it to the yashim. Ain a isha, nice in the yashara, and if the woman's not around and she can't collect nezek and tzar, then you give the nezek and tzar to her yashim. Ha'is a shifcha min a shtachra, a gyeris, and the case where she was a shifcha and she became a shukharis, or she was a gyeris and married to a ger, zacha, then if the husband's not around, then Reuven would be zeicha in the money that he would be chayef for the made vladis, and therefore Reuven is potter from paying the made vladis. And therefore, it's murach like Rav Chista and not like Rabba. And the Gemara gives two truths. Number one, Amri Umi Adifim Asisin. How could you ask me a question from the Braisa if L'chiria, our Mishnah also gave us a case of Haisa Shivchim and Shtachra Igiris, and we said that it's Pata, and Rabbah said that the only time that the din is that it's Pata in a Mishnah is only if Reuven causes miscarriage while the Ger was still alive, and since Reuven was chayiv to pay this money to the Ger, and now the Ger died, and since he doesn't have Yarshim, therefore all his assets become Hefka, so therefore, of course, Reuven is Pata. However, as Rabbah stated, in a case where Reuven actually caused Rachel to have a miscarriage after the Ger already died, then Reuven would be chayiv to pay the value of the Dmei Vladeis to Rachel, and he's not Pata. Chanami, and this Bryce as well, where the Bryce stated, he's a Shivchav and a Shtachra, a Gyeris, that Zacha, Shechav, B'chai Ager, Mesa Ger. What it means to say is that Reuven will be Zaycha in the money that was going to go to the Ger. That is only in the case where Reuven caused a miscarriage to Rachel at a point that her husband was still alive, and therefore he was chayiv to Dmei Vladeis to the Ger, and now that the Ger died without Yarshim, then Reuven will not be chayiv to pay this money to anyone, as immediately upon the death of the Ger, then Reuven was claiming this money, and it is only in that case that the Braisa said that Zacha, that Reuven doesn't have to pay this money, and he could keep the money of the Dmei Vladeis. However, in a chenami, if Reuven would have caused Rachel to miscarry after the Ger already died, then potentially the Braisa would agree to Rabbah that Reuven would still have to pay the Dmei Vladeis to Rachel. Keep in mind that on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, we also asked a very similar question, and the Gemara asked, "V'tikarla, my karla, what would the Gemara's have me as?" Of course, then we would explain the Braisa in a similar fashion that we explained the Mishnah, and Taisus over here actually is bothered with the same question. And Taisus at the bottom of it states, "V'imtaimah, my sakhadaitukam action, what would the have me of the Gemara's question?" Of course, the Gemara should have understood that we'll explain the Braisa exactly the way Rabbi will explain the Mishnah. That since in this Braisa we speak about Nezek Vitzar, and it's mashma that since been negated a case of Nezek and Tzar, that's talking about in all cases that you have to pay the Dmei Nezek and Tzar to the woben or to Yoshin, and therefore when it tells us that been negated Dmei Vladeis that Reuven is Zacha, it is mashma that Reuven never has to pay the Dmei Vladeis to Rachel, even in the case where he caused a miscarriage after the Ger was already dead. Now Gemara continues, or I could explain that Rabbi will explain to Braisa that La'acha Misager, in a Chanami, this Braisa could be talking about any case, and it could even be talking about a case where Reuven caused Rachel to have a miscarriage after her husband, who was the Ger, died. And we continue on Daf Mem Tesam Beis, Utni Zachsa, and when the Braisa stated Zacha, it doesn't mean that Reuven will always be Zaycha, it means whoever is the one that will be Zaycha at that point will be Zaycha. And in the case where Reuven caused Rachel to miscarriage and the Ger was still alive, then Reuven will be the one that was Zaycha, because ultimately the Dmei Vladeis belonged to the Ger, and now that the Ger died without Yarshim, automatically Reuven was kohen the Dmei Vladeis, and therefore he doesn't have to pay that money to anyone. However, in a chenami, in the case where Reuven damaged Rachel and he caused a miscarriage at a point that the Ger was already dead, then in a chenami, what the Braisa means to say is that Rachel will be Zaycha, and Reuven will have to pay the Dmei Vladeis to Rachel. And as Taisa states, v'tnin zachsa ve'in magia Braisa, we don't change the words of the Braisa, ala klima zacha mishish l'zchos, that the one that has the right to this money will receive the money, either Reuven himself, or Reuven will have to pay the Dmei Vladeis to Rachel. And the Gemara continues, Leman Katanoi, let us say this machlekes between Rab and Rav Chista as to the responsibility of Reuven to pay for the Dmei Vladeis in a case where Reuven causes Rachel to miscarry after her husband the Ger that had no Yarshim already died, and Rav Chista held that Reuven would be Pata, and Rab held that Reuven would be chayv to pay the Dmei Vladeis to Rachel, and the Braisa states, Bas Yisrael shenisa leger, if there's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Ger who has no Yarshim, but it's Abri Menu, and she becomes pregnant, v'chavuba b'chay ager, and Reuven causes Rachel to miscarry while the Ger is still alive, noisa Dmei Vladeis leger, then certainly the Dmei Vladeis will go to the Ger, and in the case where Reuven causes her to miscarry, la'acha misa ger, after Rachel's husband, the Ger, already died, tani chada chayiv, we have one Braisa that states that Reuven will be chayiv to pay the Dmei Vladeis to Rachel, the tani chada pata, and we have another Braisa that states that Reuven will be pata, my lab tanoininu, so l'chira, it seems that this is a machlekes tanoim, as the Braisa that states that Reuven is chayiv is going like Rabbah, and the Braisa that states that Reuven is pata is going like Rav Chista, and the Gemara states, l'Rabbah vadi tanoi, that certainly according to Rabbah, we have no way to explain the Braisa's, and it must be that the first Braisa is going l'shitasai, and the second Braisa is not like Rabbah. However, el Rav Chista, mi leimen tanoi, the Gemara states, according to Rav Chista, who said that it's a machlekes tanoim, and the Gemara explains, l'kasha harabon and harab shimon gamliel, and in chenami, there is no question that according to both Braisa's, that certainly Reuven will be pata from the Dmei Vladeis, and the only reason why the first Braisa states that Yechayiv is because the first Braisa is going with Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel, who hold that b'negei Shvach Vladeis, that the woman always gets part of the Shvach Vladeis, Lodeis. And when the Braisa states that Reuven is chayiv, it means he's chayiv to pay for the Shvach Lodeis to Rachel. And when the Braisa states Pato, that's going like the Shita Rabbanon, then not only did the Mev Lodeis belong to her husband, but the Shvach Lodeis also belongs to her husband. And therefore, the Braisa tells us that Reuven is Pato both for Mev Lodeis and Shvach Lodeis. And the Gemara asks, Ereb Shimon Gamliel, if we're saying that the Braisa is going like Shimon Gamliel, my ear lachemisa, then why do we say that Reuven is only chayiv after Misa? And even if Reuven caused Rachel to miscarry prior to her husband the Ger's death, then it is that Reuven has to pay half of the Shvach Vlades to Rachel. And if so, why does the Braisa say La'achem Misager that Reuven is chayiv if even prior to Misager Reuven would be chayiv to pay half of the Shvach Vlades to Rachel? The Gemara answers that the Chiddush of the Braisa is that Mechayim is Lepalga, that although if Reuven caused the miscarriage to Rachel prior to her husband dying, then Rachel will only get Chatzi and will only get half of the Shvach Vlades. However, the Braisa is teaching us La'achem Misa, that since Reuven damaged Rachel and caused the miscarry only after her husband the Ger died, and the Braisa teaches us that Reuven is chayiv to pay the full value of the Shvach Vlades and not only 50% of the Shvach Vlades, and he has to make that payment to Rachel. Rashi says the zachir bechelik Shvach Vlades shel bagla, that Rachel is zeicha in the chelik of the Shvach Vlades that originally belonged to her husband. The Gemara continues, or I could say that according to Rav Chista, that both of the Braises are really going like Rav Shimon Gamliel and Havahar Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Kam Shvach Vlades, Kam Shvach Vlades. And when the Braisa says that Reuven is chayiv, that's referring to Shvach Vlades, which goes to Rachel. However, the second Braisa teaches us that even in a case where Reuven caused Rachel to miscarry, and it was after her husband the Ger died, then Reuven would still be Pata, and that's referring to Reuven being Pata from the Dumei Vlades, which is of course exactly what Rav Chista taught us. And the Gemara continues and asks a question of Chista: how could you, Rav Chista, ask a question on Rabba that Otto Vlades Tzorin in Uvizachi Behu, and therefore you said that Benegayat Dumei Vlades, if the husband can receive the Dumei Vlades because he was a Ger and he died, so therefore the wife would not be able to be Zeicha in the Vlades. So Lachir, we should say the same Benegayat the Shvach Vlades as well. You yourself just taught us that if there was a Ger whose wife lost a child while the Ger was alive, then the Ger would receive 50% of the Shvach Vlades. And even so, you taught us that if Reuven causes Rachel to miscarry and her husband was already dead, then Rachel will receive the full value of the Shvach Vlades. And if so, you see that Rachel could be Zeicha in the other part of the Shvach Vlades, and therefore, Frech the Gemara, Ami Mishvach Vlades, Lishama Dmei Vlades, Lachir, from your concept that you also admitted, Benegei Shvach Vlades, that Rachel can be Kaina, the other 50% of the Shvach Vlades, so Lachir, we should also learn the same din, Benegei Dmei Vlades, and Lachir, Rav Chista should agree to Rabba, that although the general din is that Rachel's husband receives the value of the Dmei Vlades, but if the husband is not around, then she receives the actual value of the Dmei Vlades, and why would you ask this question, Rabba? In addition, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lishama Rabbanan, and from the din that we just mentioned, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is Benegei Shvach Vlades, and although the Rabbanan argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel as to the wife having any schus in the Shvach Vlades, however, the Rabbanan don't argue on the concept of Rav Shimon Gamliel that once the Ger dies, that Rachel can be Zeicha in the Dmei Vlades as well as in the Shvach Vlades. And as Rashi states, when the Rav Shimon Dashmin is Zachs Bechalka, Nishmanam Rabbanan, this Zachs Bekulan, that she could be Zeicha in the full value of the Shvach Vlades and the Dmei Vlades, Rabbanan like Pligi, Elib Mechayim, Al Bezchi de Misa, like Pligi, Rabbanan Rav Shimon. The Gemara explains, Amri, that we said that Loi, that there definitely is a difference between Shvach Vlades and the Dmei Vlades, and there's also a difference between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan, as Shvach Vlades, the Shaykh Yodah Begabayu, Zachi Bebekulu, that since Rachel had his chus and had some connection to Shvach Vlades, even when her husband the Ger was alive, as a few Rav Shimon Gamliel, she receives half of the Shvach Vlades, even when her husband the Ger is alive, therefore, now that he died, so therefore she could be goyver the entire amount of the Shvach Vlades. However, Dmei Vlades, Le Shaykh Yodah Begabayu, Benegeir Dvei Vlades, when her husband the Ger is alive, she has no shaykhus and no connection to Dmei Vlades, and she has no right to that value. So in that case, Loi Zachi Buklal, Rav Chista holds that L'Divrei HaKol, she can't be Zeicha in the Dmei Vlades, and she doesn't receive anything, and that's why Rav Chista holds that Reuven doesn't have to pay the Dmei Vlades at all, even in a case where Reuven caused Rachel to miscarry after her husband, the Ger, already died. And the Gemara continues, Boi Menei, Rav Yehi V'Savah, Rav Nachman, Rav Yehi V'Savah asked the following question from Rav Nachman, HaMachse B'Shereisu Shel Ger Mao. Rashi explains that the case of the Gemara is in a scenario where there was a Ger that was owed money from Reuven, and he had a Shtar Chayiv from Reuven, that Reuven owed him this money, and Reuven mishabed his karka to this chayiv, meaning that the Ger had a mortgage against Reuven's property. Now that the Ger died, then certainly Reuven does not have to pay back this chayiv, as Lamaisa, the Ger didn't have Yershim, and therefore Reuven was cleaner any money that he actually actually would have had to pay to the ger. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara never had a havmina if Shimon could go and take the shtar choyv and now go and collect from Reuven, as certainly he can't do so. But the Gemara's question is only, can Shimon go and be koine that shtar, be koine the paper, as Rashi says, ma'u liknis is haniyar? And the Gemara explains the shayla, man de machzik b'shtar adayt the aru de machzik. Do we say that when someone goes and trying to be machzik the shtar, his general das is to be koine the shtar in order to collect the choyv and in order to collect the kaka, and therefore he didn't have kavana to actually be koine the actual paper, and therefore Shimon would not be koine the paper, uva aru lo yachzik b'shtar namid lekana? And since over here he doesn't receive the land, so certainly he won't receive the shtar, the lav daita shtara, because he never had das on the shtar. Or do what do we say? Daita nami shtara, that when Shimon picked up the shtar in order to be koined, he didn't only have kavana to be koined the shibud against the land and the lien on the kaka, but he also had kavana to be koined the shtar, and therefore he would be koined this paper. The Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yevis Saba, Oni Mayri, I want a response from you, v'chilotza pitzuchusei hutzarech, do you think that Shimon wanted to be koined this piece of paper in order to close his flask, in order to wrap it around the top of his flask? L'chir, it doesn't seem that there's any value with this piece of paper, and therefore, as Rashi says, v'chilotza pitzuchusei, the lahavi daita ashtari mekara, do you think that Shimon actually thought about acquiring this piece of paper originally? Of course, he only thought that he would be able to be koined the chayiv, and that's why he was trying to be koined this document, but he didn't have kavanah to be koined the shtar. Therefore, Rav Nachman was really saying to Rav Yevis Saba that l'chir, it's poshut that Shimon should not be koined the shtar. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Yevis Saba responds to Rav Nachman, lots of lotzer, that in a chenami, sometimes someone wants to be koined a piece of paper in order to wrap their item with it, and therefore I did have a valid shayla, and the Gemara is not poshut the shayla. And the Gemara continues and discusses another case, b'negei ager, as Amar Rabba, Rabba states, mashkin shelisor b'yager mesager, if a ger is holding onto a mashkin that belongs to Reuven, and then the ger dies, and then since the ger doesn't have a yorshim, and then Shimon comes and tries to be machzik and tries to be koined the mashkin, then we take the mashkin away from Shimon and we would give it to Reuven. Rabbi explained, my time, and what is the reason? Kivin the misle ger, that since the ger died, pokele shibude, therefore he doesn't have a shibud anymore against Reuven, and therefore the mashkin automatically goes back to Reuven. And the Gemara continues with the reverse case, mashkin shel ger b'yad Yisrael u'misager, if a ger had a mashkin that he gave to Reuven, and now the ger dies, and now Shimon comes as machzik in the mashkin. And let's point out that the Gemara is referring to a scenario where the ger owes $1,000 to Reuven, and meanwhile Reuven has a mashkin that belongs to the ger that is valued at $2,000. And therefore the Gemara tells us, zekana keneged moisa v'zekana sashar, that although Reuven has a right to $1,000 of the mashkin because he was owed $1,000 from the ger, however the additional $1,000 that the mashkin is worth would now belong to Shimon, because Shimon was koina the rest of the mashkin since the ger died without it having any yarshim, and Shimon was the first one to be koina the mashkin. And the Gemara is, v'amai, that why do we say that Shimon is the first one that was koina the mashkin, and therefore he gets the additional $1,000? Tikdin lechatzerei, l'chari, the chatzer of Reuven should have been koina the mashkin immediately upon the death of the ger. The Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, chatzerei shel adam koina le'shloim medaitai, that we know the chatzer of a person can be koina for him even shloim medaitai. And the Gemara answers, Amri, hachamai skin and delesei, we are talking about a scenario where at the time that the ger died, Reuven, who is the malva, was not around, and therefore his chatzah could not be claimed for him. And as the Gemara explains, that if Reuven is around, and therefore if he wanted to be claimed by himself, he could be claimed, so now his chatzah could work in his place, and the chatzah could be claimed for him. But however, if Reuven is not around, and therefore he couldn't physically go and be claimed this mashkin, therefore his chatzah can't be claimed for him at this point either. And as Rashi says, the leisei she'in ha-malva be'ir, that the malva is not in the city at the point that the ger died. The Gemara continues, v'hilchasa, however the halach is, the leisei b'chatzere de loikana, the reason why Shimon could be koined the mashkin and Reuven was not koined the mashkin was because the mashkin wasn't in the chatzah of Reuven at the time that the ger died. But in a chenami, if the mashkin would have been in the chatzah of Reuven at the time that the ger died, even if Reuven wouldn't have been in the city, the din is that his chatzah would be koined for him. And I in the mafashim, let's discuss if chatzah is mitam yad or if chatzah is mitam shlichas, I in sham. And Taisus and Dima Maschel, the chatzah, the leisei b'chatzah points out that according to Rashi, we have to say that the chatzah was mishtameris, and that is why if the mashkin was in the chatzah, the owner of the chatzah would have been koined even though he wasn't near the chatzah. However, if it was not a chatzah mishtameris, then certainly the owner could not be koined elam kain ime b'tzad sedeu, and that is the way the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia comes out l'maisa. And Taisus explains that the havmin of Gemara according to Rashi is not like the maskonas hasugim Maseches Bava Metzia, as our Gemara had a havmina that if the mashkin is in the chatzar and it was a chatzar mishtemeres, but the owner of the chatzar was not in the city, then the owner would not be koiner the mashkin. And Ayin and Tesis, brings another pshat nasugya based on the Ri, and he explains the Gemara differently than Rashi, and we will stop over here.